guys, what's up? It's Danielle Victoria, and we're here for a very special episode of Hashtag Goals. We have none other than the world famous, the fireman. Everybody knows Nigerian XO.
Nigerian XO. What's up? This is Hashtag Goals, the Millennials Podcast.
Yes, we're giving you the guide to life. All the mistakes we made, we're helping you to not make those.
What's up, guys?
Hey, he's in the building today, and he's going to be answering some of your tough questions, giving you advice, because Nigerian XO has helped me through a lot of stuff, so I think he'll be perfect for y'all today.
It's nice to meet everybody on this podcast. You know, it's funny because you think podcast, I'm talking to lots of people, but right now, it's just me and you, so.
Deep. Uh-huh. Okay. So, I have some questions that y'all have asked us on our Twitters, our Facebooks, whatever, DMs. So, the first question is...
Wow, I'm excited. Let's go.
He's very excited. So,
number one advice delivery.
Number one advice delivery. I agree. I concur.
Thank you.
The first person says,
I just want to say also I'm on YouTube. Check me out, Nigerian XO. Don't forget to subscribe. When you see the videos on the channel, subscribe. I mean, most of you are already subscribers. There are not many people who haven't already subscribed. I'm almost near, I think the numbers aren't correct, but I'm sure it's around 1 million. It looks more like less than that, like 100.
I thought it was like 80. But anyway, so the first question.
1 million.
Thank you. So the first question comes from, I won't say her name because she wants to remain anonymous. So she's.
That's not good. Come out from whatever hole you are hiding in. That's my first advice for this lady. Why do you have to do this? Why do you have to live your life in the dark? What are you afraid
she
of?
She says her...
If you can't show your face, you can't get blessed.
Guys,
put your name on the receipt so that you can get the package.
It'll be a very interesting podcast. So, she says...
I want to help people today.
Basically...
Some people are living in darkness.
Her boyfriend has cheated on her, but she really loves him.
Uh-huh.
So, should she
That's
stay with him
already. That's foolish already. You didn't have to finish what
Felicia
you were saying.
Foolish.
I said that was foolish already. You didn't have to finish what you were saying because I knew already that this lady is struggling. She's struggling from mental unuse. She doesn't want to use her brain. The situation is very clear. The guy has cheated on you. Boyfriend. Not even husband. If it was husband, I would say, hey, what are you even saying? Why is this man cheating? Bring him to me so I can talk to him. It has nothing to do with you. But if it's just your boyfriend, a made-up thing to begin with. What's a boyfriend? What kind of boy is not a friend? A boy wolf? Boy dog? Anyway, so everyone's your boyfriend. The fact is, what you are saying is you had made plans with this man to get maybe engaged or something. Obviously, he has changed his mind before the date. It's time for you to also switch gears and begin looking for better candidates. Because once you are in, you are in. So don't be so foolish as to promote the guy who shows up to work late. You won't get anywhere in life with that kind of mentality if you don't know how to judge characters.
Thank you.
I hope you do not continue down this stupid path you're on right now. I have to be serious with people when I give advice because it's not about me saying some random words. You are about to maybe step into death or maybe you have life. I hope you have life and some wisdom.
Thank you. Okay. So, next question. I want to get at least two questions out because Nigerian XO is a master at giving advice.
Thank you. That was very wise what you just said. It was correct. I know you must be intelligent for you to say that I'm a master of giving advice. You must have deep inside you real insight.
Like I said, anyway, so the next question basically is, I'm not going to say the people's names because I feel like it's not right. So basically, this girl hit us up and said, basically on like some Neven Max shit, said that she's been talking basically... Our second question comes from somebody who's basically thinking that we're Neve and Max. So she's been talking to a guy for about 6 or 7 months now.
Catfish. You already said it when you said this stuff. You already knew, so I'm not going to answer this question. Actually, I'm going to give a larger piece of advice for everybody out there.
Okay.
You are not special. Know that. The world is big. You are not special, but you are unique. Okay? Just like every other person in the entire world. Everyone is unique. Not special. Unique. Okay? You can't be dumb your whole life. You don't deserve anything. You are broke. You are naked. You are alone. You need to begin. I'm trying to give them real life advice. Listen to me. Get your stuff together.
Say, if you can. I want Kenyo back in the comments because Nigerian XO is driving me crazy right now.
You probably do need Kenyo because Kenyo likes to make stupid jokes, laughing all the time. But I'm trying to help you guys live very well. Yes, I'll do some funny videos on YouTube sometimes. Go subscribe directly. But when I'm trying to save a life, I have to save that life. And I need to tell you guys right now, too many of you are being dumb fools. Living dumbly.
Why being dumb fools?
You need to correct yourself. You can't get catfished unless you are stupid. Or there are people around you not giving you good advice.
So you've never been catfished by a female?
Catfished? I've never fished for a female online. So I can't be caught by a cat. I won't have it. What kind of blind foolery is that? That's not real anything. You just want to play video games. If you want to play games, go get an Xbox 360, Xbox One. Anyway, I'm going to end this podcast for you guys. But I hope you guys arrive at some real self-knowledge. And today you say to yourself, Nigerian XO, I will no longer be a fool. If you can just say that pledge with me.
Alright, thank you so much, guys. I appreciate y'all listening to
hashtag goals. I will no longer be a fool. I will no longer be a fool. From today onward, I shall no longer be a fool.
Oh my gosh, you sound like my father-in-law. So basically, thank you so much, Nigerian XO, for coming on to the show today.
You are blessed. Thank you also. Thank you also to the listeners. You have blessed me by listening, each one of you. Thank you.
Okay, so thank you for coming. We love y'all.
Woo, this was a good podcast.
Okay, I'm not done the outro.
Oh, madam, continue.
Guys, I'm sorry. Goodbye. Thanks for listening or watching with me on
this. Thanks for listening. We hope that we touched you super well.
On some type of goal. Thank you for listening to the Hashtag Goals podcast hosted by me and Kenyo. If you have questions or you want a goal to be addressed, make sure you hit us on our Instagrams, Facebooks, and Twitters.
See ya.